This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Today we have, actually we haven't done a power play in a while, so we're going to have a quick power play for you guys.
Wolf's power play.
Sorry about that. The Wolf's power play. I forgot about that.
So I hope everybody had a great 4th of July weekend and got rested and kind of the half of the year's over.
It is. New quarter starts today.
Yeah, so that's... It's exciting to see where we're at, and I know the second quarter is going to probably have challenges and opportunities and stuff to look at. So
it's always challenging, but it's how you look at it, right, and how you react to it.
That's right. So what are we talking about today?
So today we're going to do maximizing your potential, right? So when you think about maximizing your potential, how can you use your unique ability, to accomplish more in this world, right? Like what are some things that you can do to really maximize your potential?
And that we're talking more on a personal and professional level.
Absolutely.
Correct? Yeah. So we, when we look at it, it's self-development and personal growth.
Is.
And as we were talking with Brett before we started this was, it's about self-awareness and being self-aware of maybe your, strengths and then also your weaknesses.
Absolutely. And your strengths and you just took that out of my mouth. Yeah. Realizing your strengths and your weaknesses.
And maximizing your strengths, but then also knowing your weaknesses and working on those and developing them and improving them. And so we'll get some tidbits of how we do it within our organization, but let me put you on the spot.
Yeah.
So what do you do to develop yourself personally and to work on your weaknesses and, of course, you have no weaknesses.
Oh,
right?
Whatever. That's so not true. I've never said that. No, but I appreciate you asking me that because I think, like, for me, it's, putting my ego aside and always wanting to learn more, right? Because I think that I can learn so much from others, that really helps improve my skills. And so, I read a lot of books. I read podcasts. Listen to podcasts. I spend time journaling and just like quiet thoughts and so all of that kind of and just consistency in developing those like consistent habits, right?
Yeah.
And so all of that really, really helps. We bring that into our organization as well.
Yeah. And I mean, for me, I had here a note that, I've seen a lot of people over the years. This is going to sound egotistical, and it's weird for me to say because I'm not that type of person, but I've seen a lot of people over the years like squander a lot of their potential.
Mm-hmm.
You see it all the time.
Why do you see that, though?
If you go back to like, everybody's done it. You go back and you look at your graduating class or your... hopefully nobody's listening to them to say anything, your college, graduating class or people that you were with in school. And you look back and you're like, man, that person had so much potential to go, we've even had family members that athletically had so much potential and yet they couldn't put together the other areas of their life to maximize that potential. Like they could have got full ride scholarships, gotten a full college education just because of their natural talents and abilities as a athlete. And it's like, but they squandered that because they used it in, other areas.
Right. Yeah. And well, I think a lot of it is they have fear, insecurities, doubts that they can't, overcome or they can't do it. And so I think a combination of that and they just I'm just better off.
Mm-hmm. And they listen to the naysayers or they surround themselves. I think that's another crucial part, and that's just, again, self-awareness, but being aware who you're surrounding yourself with. Are they pushing you to maximize that potential? Are they pushing you to realize your potential?
Mm-hmm.
Or are 100%. They wanting to pull you down and say you can't do it, or, hey, you're not born with that capabilities, or you weren't born in that kind of environment or family that... there's all sorts of stuff that people...
I also think, we talked about this before, like choosing who your spouse is going to be or your partner is going to be. I think that plays a huge role in this, Like, I couldn't do life without you. I couldn't make those decisions. I'm serious. I think that's important because we lean on each other during challenging times. Like, when you're down, I lift you up, and vice versa, right? Yes. And so I think that plays a huge role in who you choose.
Correct. So, and it just, you got to overcome those. And another note I had was compounding those efforts. And so, you know, I think going back to the school thing, the school references, I think what's really helped us is that we've stayed pretty humble throughout our lives. And we've like realized that, you know, we have a lot of growth to do and a lot of stuff, but we've put in the work and we've failed, we've made huge mistakes. We've learned from our mistakes. We've, like you said, constantly invested in education and development and boot camps and putting ourselves in rooms where we could surround ourselves with people that were ahead of us in certain areas of life. And so those efforts have just, you know, we've done it consistently. And what I'm recommending is compounding those efforts and consistently executing upon, you know, those growth patterns and those development and what it takes, and then compounding it over and over. And it's going to take, it took us years.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Yeah. And I love what you said, that because, you know, when we started off in real estate, like that was the one thing, is that with all of our coaches and all of our mentors, we listened to them. You know, we did whatever they told us to. Not that we were naive, and you know, but we were. But we listened to them, right? And we followed their lead. Where I see a lot of times where people are just like, "No, I do. I know it better." You know, it's like, well, that's why you're not growing, is because you can't set your ego aside to say, you know what, like, yeah, this person knows what they're doing. I'm gonna follow them.
Correct. And we. Just they told exactly, and we just went and did it and executed right on how they said to do it. And yes, there's, because we'll give, some people ask us some questions sometimes about certain things or about VAs or managing certain ways, and we're like, well, here's how we've done it. Oh no,
here's our playbook. This is what works for us.
Yeah, and it's like they think they have a better way of doing it or a better solution, and maybe there is. I'm not denying that, but also like if somebody's has reached a certain level, has achieved something or execute on something that you want to, and this is how they did it, why do you think you're going to recreate the wheel and rechange it? So,
And also when you're talking about compounding that, right? Like just improving yourself just 1% each day, right? Like you don't have to, you're not going to get rich quick. You're not going to overnight, improve overnight, but just little bits at a time, like, you know, lifting weights or exercising or losing weight. I mean, you stick with it long enough and then you're going to see the results.
Yeah. And a lot of times we've said this on numerous shows, everybody that I've been around that's been successful has consistently done something for a very long time. It's never, there's always the exceptions. I get that. And there's people that knock it out really quickly. But
it's never going to be as quick as you think it's going to be either.
No, a lot longer, and that's the crappy part. Let's go on a professional note. What do you think these skills are needed in the workplace?
Well, I mean, I think that, number one, I think it develops leaders in your organization, right? And that's one thing that you and I have done well is, you know, we have promoted self-development in our organization where when we created our leadership team, like, they're pretty solid. Like they don't, I mean, they can run the ship without us.
Mm-hmm. But it's, and I think it goes back to that fear and everything. I think a lot of people are worried about, okay, I'm going to develop them, I'm going to teach them, and then they're going to go out and compete against me, or they're going to go start their own business. And we've had numerous employees go out and start their own businesses, go out and do their own thing, or take a step up in a career somewhere with another organization. Right. That's fine. And that's
I think you have to have an abundance mindset, right? Yeah. You can't like go in thinking like, oh gosh, like I'm not going to give them all my secrets because they're going to go leave me, right? Yeah. Because at the end of this, there's going to be another opportunity and, you know, a bigger reward at the end of it.
Correct. And so, and every time we've had somebody leave, we've always, I think it gives you an opportunity to level up in that position. Absolutely. And find somebody even stronger and
be happy for them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you want. Like, that's how we want to impact people in this world, is we want them to succeed just as we did.
Yeah. And so, because the alternative is if you don't develop them, then you got a bunch of undeveloped people in the organization. That's not good either.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's always that risk they're going to leave or they're going to move to another opportunity, but that's that's the risk you got to take, and you got to be happy for mm-hmm. them and accept that.
And, absolutely. And we always say that we love to promote within our company as well, right? And mm-hmm. so it's just an opportunity for them to also advance in their career in different departments or a different skill set. Again, because we should all be willing to learn more.
So how can the listeners out there, if they have people that they manage or in their own company, how can they maximize their employees or their team members' potential?
So we do several things in our organization, but one of the things that we have a book club. So we, read a book together once a quarter. Mm-hmm. And I think that, and not just our team in Houston, but across the organization, our remote team members in Mexico and the Philippines, and they love that, right? Mm-hmm. And so it just really helps to develop them personally.
And we're going to, next week's episode, stay tuned for that one, because Joni and I are going to highlight our 10, most impactful books for us and in our organization
top 10 books, for sure.
That we've read in our mm-hmm. organization. So stay tuned for that for next week.
So I think if you run an organization, if you don't have a book club, that's something that you can implement right away.
And it costs money. We buy books for everybody. Mm-hmm. We take time, in the morning, 15 minutes every morning that we're paying employees to share about the book. And mm-hmm. we go through a couple chapters a week So a couple of chapters a week, and then we talk about it every Thursday, and highlight it and highlight the points. And people, it's fun because you hear people sharing what they learned or what impacted. And sometimes there's not much, but then there's other times where people really get into it and mm-hmm. talk about it.
And what's cool too is like when we have new employees, we kind of give them like a set of the books that we like that we highly recommend, right? And so when they show up on day one, they have already a library full of books on their desk that they can start reading.
So. At least shows them up front that we mean what we say mm-hmm. we're going to do, and we're passionate about the development of
that team. And if you work for us, then you know that you're going to be developing yourself at some point, because most everybody in our organization is working on self-improvement.
And it creates the culture mm-hmm. and within your organization. And if you're not into self-development, you're probably not going to fit here, because you're going to be left behind and be outgrown by everybody else. So,
sure.
Some of the other things we on Thursday, Brett runs a customer service workshop, and I think he does a fabulous job at, promoting or elevating, our customer mm-hmm. service within our organization.
Absolutely. And part of that too is like during those customer service workshops, we allow the team members to also lead that, right? So it develops their speaking skills and communication, right? And leadership. So I think,
'cause they're presenting to like 50 some people on a Zoom call.
Right.
It gets a little
nerve-wracking. It is. And sometimes they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared. I don't want to do this. But they're getting out of their comfort zone and they're doing this. Even our remote team members in Mexico, like they're, getting out of their comfort zone and presenting to 50 plus of our organization. Yeah. So it's good for them.
Yeah. Gets them out of their comfort zone. So it's fun. And you see a different perspective. And, And again, it's about developing those qualities mm-hmm. and those leaderships, because we want to keep developing that leadership skills that they're going to need to keep rising up in your company. And because mm-hmm. as your company grows, you want these team members to grow as mm-hmm. well. And that's really the key behind it. We also do, I run an hour noon timers.
It's called noon timers because Sean used to play basketball with.
No, the old man used to come in. I'm now an old man.
Are you calling yourself old?
So in high school, there was always the noon timers that we used to call them. They're the old men that used to come in. And now they're probably younger than I am now. But anyways, so we talk about, it's all about real estate investing. So we talk about, and we've talked about this on the show, we talk about deals, we talk about real estate investing. We share deals that we're working on with our staff members. Mm-hmm. That we talk about my latest flips and how it went or how it crashed, and
structure the deal, or how to budget for a rehab. All these things that we learn. And even what's cool is like, since we're in the property management industry, like we always like tell our employees like put yourself in the owner's shoes, right? Like, so if this was your property, mm-hmm. like you would be really want to watch the expenses, mm-hmm. right? Because, obviously, if it's your property.
Yeah.
So they see all that.
Yeah. So, and it's fun. And we took them on a field trip one day. So one of the flips, you know, we talked about it for a couple months, you know, the purchase of it, how it was found, you know, how we funded it, how much was the rehab, here's the before and afters. And then we went out and took a mm-hmm. look at it once it was finished so they can feel it and mm-hmm. see it and like, wow, okay, this is beautiful. This is great. This is, and they're learning as they go. And again, developing and finally seeing, hey, I saw how he did that. I saw how he structured that. Maybe I can start doing this myself. Yeah. And so,
and which we do, we actually, allow our staff members to bring us a deal, mm-hmm. you know, and we'll help them structure it and guide them along the process.
Correct. And they're learning by doing. Mm-hmm. And so, we have done rental properties with staff members. We've done flips. And so it once they get into it, and we've also helped a lot of staff members with purchasing their own home. Because I think that still maximizes their potential as being a homeowner, mm-hmm. you know, and being in, you know, we're in the real estate space and we're selling to homeowners, to investors, and providing homes to people. So it gives them the opportunity to own their own home as well. So,
right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was also going to bring up, you know, we have a set of core values, which every company should have a set of core values, and our team knows those core values, right? And so we go over them, you know, during our customer service workshops, and we, you know, what's our vision for the company? Everybody knows the vision for the company, right? And so I think that's important as well.
And one of them is appreciating challenges and the results of overcoming them. Mm-hmm. And so we've always, I think that's maximizing your potential is not shying away from challenges, but stepping up to them, appreciating, meaning, you know, showing gratitude for challenges that you have right. in your life, because we're all going to have them regardless if you want them or not.
Yeah.
And then the results of overcoming them. So we share, you know, within our organization, a lot of times our challenges and how we're overcoming them.
Mm-hmm.
We do that as owners, but we also, leaders do that. And then we get staff team members that sometimes are sharing their challenges. It might be a work challenge, and we share stucks in the morning where they go over like, hey, I'm stuck here. I don't know how to get around this. And the whole organization comes together and helps that person through it. And it not only develops that individual, but all the people around them, because they hear these stucks and challenges and how that person overcame. And it might be, a lot of times it's how do I handle this conversation mm-hmm. with an individual? You know, he's yep. screaming and yelling and not allowing me to do X, Y, and Z. And we share like, okay, here's how I would approach it. Mm-hmm. Here's how I would. And a lot of times that can help. And that develops, again, the person like, oh,
it
okay,
does. And so what's really cool is like when you have a really big challenge, like they just roll up their sleeves and, all right, like, where do we get started? Let's fix this, right?
Yes. Another thing is, I think, is we have done is help develop your team members with their own education, licenses, degrees. So, you know, giving them the opportunity to advance professionally. Mm-hmm. So helping support that as a company and as owners, you know, allowing your team members to get their real estate license, supporting them in that, helping them with deals, helping them, you know, get jump started, helping them maybe become a purchasing agent or a disposition person, you know, or a realtor in your organization.
Absolutely.
Helping with, you know, in the plumbing company, helping getting license, your license, mm-hmm. And then degrees and stuff like that. And we've done in our accounting department, we've done a lot where we've sent them to courses mm-hmm. to learn and to every year to develop on what's new with the state laws and accounting and that stuff. So it's, you're constantly developing and spending that time.
Right. And you know, meeting with your team members frequently. So you get to know them on a personal level to know what their passions are, right? Like, how can we help them, you know, grow to that next level, right? Yeah. And what they want to become.
And so it's an investment, mm-hmm. but it's, again, a lot of these are like you're investing in your organization so that you're developing these people. So as they are rising and growing and improving themselves, so is your company.
Right.
And so your company is growing along with them, and these team members are growing along with your company, and it creates and sometimes that's what we said. It doesn't work for everybody, because some people that don't, we outgrow them.
Right.
And then you have to find somebody else. Yeah. But
so and it happens.
It happens. And so I thought another last point I'll mention that I thought was cool that you've done is I think even in the professional world, you still need to take care of yourself, mm-hmm. right? And I think, you know, on a
promoting health and fitness in your organization as well.
Yeah. You can't maximize your potential if you are struggling, you know, health-wise mm-hmm. or stuff like that. So you still got to think about that. So we brought in our organization, we've done, like, brought in trainers right. to, we gave them an hour and our staff member could ask whatever questions they wanted to this personal trainer and workout programs, diets, you know, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And we've done workout, you know, programs
together. We have a gym in our office, you know, to promote health and fitness. So, I mean, it was used the first like week, but if anybody wants,
somebody gets in there, and
yeah,
they probably are embarrassed to. If you come late at night, you'll probably see them in there working out. But no, I mean, to promote, give them those opportunities and promote and that you care about their health and wellness just as much as
right.
to maximize their yeah. potential.
And some of our customer service workshops are geared towards that, right? Some of, mm-hmm. So I mean, I think it's pretty cool to go
yeah.
through that.
Yeah. So, well, stay tuned for next week's 10 top 10 books that we have had in our book club. And so we'll get into some of those books and what we shared and what we learned, and hopefully add you some value to that. So, and hopefully if you have not all read them, they're awesome books to get a hold of.
Yes. So thank you everybody for listening into this episode, and we will see you next time.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.